Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and we got one or two or ten things we're probably going to have to pay attention to as we head through the afternoon. May or may not be some sort of snow activity tomorrow morning. Keep our ears and eyes peeled on that one. May or may not be some sort of snow activity throughout the weekend as well. Do you go snooping for gifts? I always looked for presents. I like presents. Let me be perfectly blunt. I like presents. I like it when people give me things. I really do. I'm not one of these, aw. It's like, yeah. Sure. What is it? No, I'm not going to be coming on your porch and taking your stuff. I promise you that. I mean, you better not be coming on my porch trying to get my stuff. But I have throughout the years looked, even as Heidi has tried to hide things. I like to know ahead of time. Or at least I did like to. I'm not sure if I still do that. I think I don't do that anymore. But she was out here. Now, I've told you that the former Plaque Shack, we're still trying to come up with a good name for it. I don't know exactly what to call it. I haven't gotten rid of all the plaques, you understand. Although, you know what? Actually, one, two. Yeah, there's only a couple of plaques hanging on the wall. The rest of the stuff is Do certificates and diplomas count as plaques? I mean, they're just kind of plaques that are soft, right? You know, a plaque is a plaque, but a diploma or certificate, it's just a plaque that's not made out of wood. So I guess technically it's kind of sort of like a plaque. Trophies, well, they're on shelves, so they don't count. Photos, I got a lot of photos. I'm trying to do more photos. That's my whole point here, is that I want it to be more about relationships here, family and friends, or at least people I've met and spent some time with. Anyway, I digress. So this place, whatever it is that I'm going to call it, it looks right now like a warehouse because as I've had things delivered to give as presents for Hanukkah and Christmas to Heidi and the kids, I thought, well, this is a good place to keep them. Well, she actually came out here. She walked right in the door. Now, we had this conversation a while ago. I said, you cannot go out to the studio. She said, well, I never go out to the studio. I said, well, even in the event that you, for some reason, crazily enough, wanted to come out to the studio, you can't come out to the studio. Sometimes she'll bring Pixie when Pixie has been delayed somewhere. somewhere. You know, it happens. It happens. Anyway, she'll do that. But today she came out. She had to show me something from Walmart, how we could get everything delivered and it didn't cost us anything. And it would just be the stuff we needed. And blah, blah. But she didn't knock. She didn't look through. She just walked in. And I thought, well, wait a minute. That's a bad thing because I got all her stuff right here. Now, she swears she wasn't snooping. Now, that I believe, but I do wonder, is it, she doesn't see anything. And I just don't buy that. I think it's like a pseudo snoop. It's perhaps a well-hidden snoop, but I still think it's a snoop. So I'm just curious. I know it's a silly thing, but hey, we're getting into silly territory because in a couple of days, I will be on vacation, which is good. And I will not be asking you anything about anything. Folks have, however, asked about when we will discuss certain things. I never am around at this point on the air when Kwanzaa comes along. So I don't do my annual Kwanzaa expose anymore because I'm just not on the air to expose Kwanzaa as I was for a while. And I may do that before I head off to vacation. All right. I may, in fact, do the Kwanzaa expose. It'll be not quite as timely because it won't be on Kwanzaa, but we'll get it. And the story of me buying that first Christmas tree in my stick shift sports car in Boston on ice covered streets. That is going to be a week from tomorrow. I've actually figured this part out because I traditionally have done it on the final day before I go on vacation. So that's going to be 1 week from tomorrow. Okay. We'll get that done. That'll also be our Blue Friday program. We will present the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. It's not going to be on the final Friday of the month for the month of December. It will actually be 1 week from tomorrow. All right. Let's take a look at a few things coming in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, has anyone noticed that Mark Warner is moving even more crazy left because he's in total fear of a primary? I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. Mark Warner has ventured further and further to the left because that's where his party is. That's where his voters are. And Mark Warner, as we know, is a, what's the technical term? A liar? Yeah, I think liar works. Remember when he said he would not serve more than two terms as a U.S. senator, which would be great had he not said it prior to announcing that he was now running for his fourth term. But he is now running for his fourth term. What has he done? Good question. I can't tell you a damn thing that Mark Warner has actually accomplished in the U.S. Senate, except that he's been invited, I guess, to all the best cocktail parties up there, which seems to be what his life is all about anyway. So, yeah. 804 says, Jeff, blue states are going to continue tanking state economies with anti-growth policies, and they're going to blame Trump and Republicans for it. Yeah, one of the things that's happening, we may very well see it here with this crew coming in a few weeks. I mean, these are bad folks that are about to take over in a lot of places, you know? You're going to have President Trump doing things with the federal gas tax, and we're already seeing it. Certain states and certain places say, well, dude, we're just going to increase ours. Nobody's going to notice any difference at the pumps, and we're going to keep that money. So the efforts that President Trump is trying to enact, again, trying to reduce federal taxes, are going to be replaced in a lot of places with additional state taxes. So you won't even realize that you got a tax cut from President Trump and your blue state governor is going to tell you how bad the economy is, but they just won't bother to mention that it's because they increased taxes at the state level. 3D in Hanover says, Jeff, ask most veterans if they prefer to get their health care from the VA or a private doctor. Goes back to that conversation we had at the very beginning of the program. You heard Mark Warner talking about these Obamacare subsidies. And I was trying to explain to you what happens in nations where you have true socialized medicine, which is what they're trying to push us for, towards. 804, Jeff, instead of calling it the Plaque Shack, how about the Jeff Katz Command Center? Oh, that's all right. That sounds good to me, I suppose. 757 says, Jeff, legislators are always talking about making things more affordable. We work for 26 years to pay off our mortgage, and now that it's paid off, we pay thousands of dollars to the city in real estate taxes every year. Well, yeah, you ought to reach out to Dr. Donny Avuli, see what he has to say. He is of the belief, by the way, that the $22 million surplus that is in the city coffers, he believes, apparently, that belongs to him and not to you, even though you're the one who paid it because you pay property taxes. I don't know what to do, but it's your money. You're in the city. Say something, do something. I mean, our friend Reva Trammell has been advocating for a property tax reduction for as long as I can remember. And LeVar Stoney, Dwight Jones, Dr. Donny Avuli. I mean, they're all saying, well, screw it. Screw the taxpayers. It's our money now. And that is, it's just so embarrassing. Or you should be embarrassed. They're not, but they should be. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:22, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. All right, apparently there are two versions of My Menorah. Wow. All right, we've got another song for the rotation. The other one is the Maccabees, Germ. Get that one. That's more of a My Sharona ripoff. I mean, a tribute. Yeah. That, well, whatever you want to call it. I don't care. But it's the Maccabees. So we've got a couple. I mean, we don't have that many. And that's why we don't work them in until, like, now. Because Hanukkah actually starts on Sunday. So if you have not yet done your Hanukkah shopping for me, please get started. You get me anything. Get me everything. I don't really care. That's all. 540 says, Jeff, oh, this is Ann from RBA. Jeff, if Heidi strolls into the former Plaque Shack with Pixie, does that make her a Snoop Dogg? Yeah, exactly. There you go. That's exactly right. Robert in Richmond says, Jeff, when you talk about the city of Richmond, their $22 million surplus, don't forget to mention the $32 million in uncollected taxes. Ay, ay, ay. Ed chimes in, says, Jeff, you know what? You get what you vote for. Yeah, some of us get what we vote for, and some of us are going to be stuck with what other people have voted for. That's all. 804 says, Jeff, if my wife had been a victim of socialized medicine, a la Great Britain, etc., she would not even be alive today. In 2023, she was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer on a Wednesday, was given 6 months to live without surgery, had the surgery on that Friday, and is now 18 months in remission. Wow. Yeah, it never would have happened with the NHS in Great Britain. You're right. She would be dead. I mean, I hate to say it. You hate to think it, but that's the fact of the matter. She would have been dead. Canada, probably the same thing. Probably the same thing. It is so bizarre to think that folks have a tendency to be so short-sighted that they pay for things. They pay for things out the nose and then want to tell you that these things are free. But then you realize it's not just the Brits. It's not just the Canucks. It's us here in Virginia. People have voted for a group which is telling them they're going to give them all sorts of free stuff. In addition to a weed shop on every corner and completely and totally unregulated criminals running the streets, they're going to give you free stuff. It's all free. They're just going to give it to you. You think, where does it come from? I mean, it's like the most basic question. If somebody's going to give me something, don't I have to think at least for a split second where it's coming from? You're going to give me a gift. I'm going to assume it's from you. You're telling me as a government official you're giving me something. Well, I know that the government does not have a job per se. You only have other people's money. So where's all the free stuff coming from? 426, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Category for Sunday. I would just urge you to stay close. It's probably the easiest thing, the best thing. Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., Richmond's Morning News, Rich Herrera will be here doing a great job, I know, and I'll be able to get the latest updates on him. We'll check in with Matt DiNardo over at 8 News as well. We've heard the phrase, make America great again now for a decade, right? We have a mission. I think most of us feel that we have an obligation to take care of our nation, to keep it as great as humanly possible. Now, we got some folks who seem to be operating from the opposite side of this. But there's an interesting book that is out now. It's called A Time to Stand. And, well, I'll just tell you what the subtitle is. The Dire Hour to Defend American Beauty. Wow. Let that sink in for a second. The author Michael Finch is joining us. Michael is the president of the David Horowitz Freedom Center. And this new book, A Time to Stand, looks like an absolute fascinating read. Michael, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you, Jeff. I'm very grateful and looking forward to being on with you. But again, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Let's talk about this. I mean, we're trying to figure out, many of us, what is it that we are trying to defend about America? What is that we're trying to make great again? We hear the economy. We talk about national defense and status in the world. But American beauty? Tell me about that.
Well, yeah, and you're right. Make America great. I mean, most people think of a robust economy and a strong military. And obviously those things, two things are critical. And President Trump is doing everything he can to restore us to greatness and those two aspects. But there's also American history and American culture, which is an amazing history. We have an incredible kind of golden age of American culture in terms of architecture, art, painting, literature, poetry, that is really either unrecognized or, along with the history, American history, that kind of go in tandem, are under a furious attack by the left to rewrite American history, make it so that we're not proud of our history, teach our children, almost have this kind of self-loathing of American history. And that's been going on for well over a half a century. And we have an incredibly aspirational, a remarkable history and a beautiful culture. They need to be embraced. We should be proud of them. So we need to kind of restore the belief in American history and American culture. I think it's really critical. And that's why I kind of called the dire hour, because we are really under attack. The left has done an incredible job kind of re-educating our children so they don't believe in the greatness of American history and culture.
What is the motivating factor of this? I am personally, Michael, I'm of an age where I can remember growing up with people who said I'm a Democrat or people who said I'm a Republican, I'm a liberal or a conservative. But everybody loved America. We all loved our country. We all believed in God. We all, you know, there were some differences around the edges. Oh, this should happen. That should happen. But fundamentally, we all seem to love America. Now, not so much.
Well, you know, I worked for David Horowitz for over 20 years, and he used to talk, he passed away earlier this year, of course, and sorry to say, but he talked a lot about the left's march through the institutions. It started in the 1960s. You know, Bill Ayers was I don't know if they were friends, but they were certainly comrades. They knew each other very well. When the 60s kind of wound down, Bill Ayers, what did he do? He went to the University of Chicago to the School of Education to teach teachers about how to educate children about American history. Mm-hmm. The left has taken over the Democrat Party. You're right. The Democrats used to love America, and many of them still do. But there's also this campaign, this portion of the Democrat Party that has been taken over by the far left. And this is the whole radical transformation of America crowd. And in order to build this perfect utopia and this new society, create this heaven on earth, you have to, and we've seen this in history, you have to tear down what exists and has been existing in the past. You have to tear it down, re-educate, rewrite the history. And they've done it remarkably. The left is great at burning things down, burning down the house. Yep. And destruction. And, you know, they're very poor at building that new society. But that's what's going on. They have to rewrite this history.
That's a great point. Michael Finch is joining us. Time to Stand, the Dire Hour to Defend American Beauty. You know, Michael, you talk about David and certainly his legacy and the hard work that he did coming really from inside this left-wing bubble and then saying, hey, man, this is just three times screwed up, six different kinds of screwed up. We got to know about it. But one of the things he said, as I remember, was inside every progressive is a totalitarian screaming to get out. And it seems as if as they have torn down the idea of American uniqueness and individuality and accomplishment, it is replaced with this, what do they call it, the green-red connection, you know, radical environmental stuff, radical Islam, both of which seem to embrace totalitarianism.
Yeah, David, you know, kind of called it the Red-Green Alliance, but he called it the Unholy Alliance of the radical left and radical Islam. Certainly that has happened. I mean, look, they've, you know, all of a sudden the founding of America was not 1776, it was 1619. Yep. America's racist, sexist, imperialistic, genocidal. Christopher Columbus didn't come here to find a new world. He came here to create genocide on the Native Americans and then to spoil the environment. I mean, and this has been very effective. I mean, American children are not. I mean, I'm over 60 years old. I went to school in the late 1970s. Even then, it was seeping in. Can you imagine what it's like today? Yeah. So you have this kind of self-loathing. And what's important is our history and culture. You know, we're a relatively new country. You don't really have to teach the Greeks a lot about culture. It's sitting all around them for 2,500 years. They know their culture. Yep. America's a new country, and the culture and our history kind of bind us and bring us together. They unite us in a common purpose. Once you destroy that, then you see the fracturing and the balkanization that's happening today. And it's a remarkable history. It's aspirational. I mean, look, Jeff, this is the most wonderful experiment in world history in the creation of the American Republic and the founding. It's remarkable what they were able to accomplish, but no, we're no longer supposed to be proud of that. And that is incredibly destructive.
Spot on. Michael Finch, his new book is called A Time to Stand, the Dire Hour to Defend American Beauty. One of the things that you address in this is literature, American literature, great American writers. And you are seeing it. Those of us who our parents have seen it, where what we know as great literature has been replaced with. Well, will you tell me what it's been replaced with?
Well, I mean, yeah, revisionist history. I mean, you know, the popular books to teach at school. What's happened from that long march through the institutions, we're now getting the Howard Zinn version of American history. And Howard Zinn, in the book, he's not talking about the beautiful and the greatness of American literature. We have some incredible writers. The painting, the landscape painting of the 19th century, from even British historians, has been labeled as one of the most remarkable periods in the world history ever of landscape painting and painting and art. Our literature, our poetry, the architecture in this country, which from Thomas Jefferson and continued until about the 1920s, created some of the most beautiful buildings along the classical style. Look at all the state capitals in this country. Washington, D.C. has some of the most beautiful buildings in the world. That was all part of an attempt and a purpose, again, to give us something to unite behind, be proud of the buildings built along those lines. But, you know, that's been replaced, you know, really almost this kind of, I'd say the left hates beauty, but that's maybe a little bit of an overstatement, but there's something to it because the architecture, the art, the literature, it all turned in the 20th century, and we're celebrating things. If you write a book about how horrible America is, it's going to be a bestseller in all the critics, and it's going to be taught in all the colleges. So we need to, it's really critical that we fight back and restore this the greatness of American history.
Tell all of us how we get into that fight. Is it purely generational? Are we looking at folks who are the age of the new mayor of New York and younger who have just, they've been bred in this environment? My sons are 20-something years old. They've never known anything, unfortunately, outside of my home, it seems, except this nonsensical garbage that's been pushed in the schools.
Yeah, I mean, reforming, and David Horowitz really devoted much of the second half of his life after he kind of saw the light on reforming American education. Look, we're pushing a boulder up a mountain. It's going to be incredibly difficult. Yeah. They took 60 years through that long march. It might take us at least 60 years to bring it back, but we have to. And you touched on something really important, Jeff. Do not count on the schools to educate your children. I mean, you know, hopefully they're still doing good jobs in math and science. I even doubt that. But when it comes to American history and our culture, that has to come at home. Let's educate ourselves, kind of open up to this beautiful American past, and we must teach our children. Do not count on the schools. Teach your children the greatness and the beauty of American history and culture. And it's a wonderful story. I mean, it's not a boring story. American history is exceptional and remarkable. Share that with our children, one child at a time, one home at a time, and we can bring that back. And unfortunately, I mean, not to ramble on here too long, but we have a president, Donald Trump, who, yes, he's focused on the military, national defense, and diplomacy all around the world. But he's very aware of this. He called out the Smithsonian Institution about 4 months ago, saying that knock off the over-wokeness, teach the great things about American history. He has stressed, he's tried to pass like executive order. He had an executive order saying that all new federal buildings in the United States must be built along classical lines. Joe Biden rescinded that executive order. That was in the first term. He's trying to bring that back. To Donald Trump, make America great means all of this. So we have a president who is aware of it. He's very proud of American. And let's face it, Jeff, the majority of the Americans want to love this country. They want to embrace its history. It's this vocal, very kind of almost really, it is truly violent, this minority that is pushing this kind of revised revisionist history that America has nothing to be proud of.
If we as Americans want to see where this is headed, we can simply look across the pond. We can look to England, where people are now saying that if you fly the British flag in Great Britain, you are a racist. And what disturbs me so much, Michael, because at first I thought, well, you just laugh at that and say, God, that's moronic. But you hear people in Britain now saying, oh, sure, of course, I understand. Well, I won't fly my Union Jack anymore. And I'm thinking, well, you have literally given up the fight right there and not a single shot has been fired.
Well, yeah, I mean, I happen to have the don't tread on me flag. You fly that now and you're a domestic terrorist. I mean, you know, that's what under Biden, they were looking at people who were flying those kind of flags. And I'll bring up an example that's, I think, particularly relevant in Virginia. But during the summer of 2020, the George Floyd riots, there's a lot of calls to tear down the statues of Robert E. Lee. Now, look, we can have the argument about Robert E. Lee. He was, he did represent Virginia. He fought for the Confederacy and he was a slave owner. All true. Let's teach about that. He was also a great American. He was a hero of the Mexican-American War. He was a great soldier, went to West Point. And we can learn a lot from Robert E. Lee. But the left was not, the target was not Robert E. Lee. They got some conservatives to say, yeah, he was a Confederate, tear down the statue. Yep. Well, that led to George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, founding fathers, But, you know, by the end of that summer, Jeff, they were trying to tear down statues of Abraham Lincoln, the great emancipator.
Yep.
The revolutions, we've seen this in the Reign of Terror, the Soviet Union, China, all over through history, it never stops at point B. The end result is always total power and the total overturning of the history. Even, you know, so I made that argument that it will not stop at Robert E. Lee, and it never will. That they want right. to completely rewrite our history.
Absolutely. It's a little bit like watching the Taliban operate, where first the statues of Buddha had to go, then there's a complete and total rewrite, then history began when the Taliban came to power in the textbooks. And certainly here in Central Virginia, in Richmond, we have a giant, beautiful street called Monument Avenue that now, after 2020, mm-hmm. doesn't have any monuments left. So
Right.
It's crazy.
No, it's the Taliban example is perfect. That's exactly right.
Tell me, with Hanukkah coming up, starting on Sunday, we got Christmas coming up 2 weeks from today. It sounds to me like Time to Stand, your book, Michael, would be a perfect gift. How should people get it?
Well, two ways. You can go to, I work for, again, for the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Our flagship website is frontpagemag.com. You can go to the bookstore at frontpagemag.com, or, of course, you can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble's, any of the websites. It's available on all of them. It's in stock. And thank you for mentioning that, Jeff. If a couple of Americans read the book and they find out a little bit about the history, just about everything I wrote about American culture in that book, I learned later in life, after school. That was all right. being self-taught. Yep. So pick up a book, travel around this country, go to the state capitals, look at those landscape paintings, and rediscover our history. It's really beautiful and incredible. It'll change your life.
It absolutely will. Michael, we'll get that up on all of our social media, get it up on our Jeff Katz Book Club site as well, so that as many folks as possible can get it. Time to Stand, The Dire Hour to Defend American Beauty, Michael Finch, frontpagemag.com. When you go there, right there in the right-hand corner, it says store. You can get it there. Michael, I appreciate you being with us. Love to chat again in the future.
No, this was great. Thank you so much, Jeff, and happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, my friend. That is Michael Finch. Again, go to frontpagemag.com. Get a copy of the book, Time to Stand. 451, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com.
La, 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 la.
DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.